This is Little Rock Public Radio. I'm Daniel Breen, and it is Thursday. That means it is time for the Weekend Entertainment Roundup. Joining us, as always, is the Arkansas Democrat Gazette's Eric Harrison. How are you doing on this Thursday, Eric?
Tolerably well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing well, a little hot. Nothing I can't handle.
We're in Arkansas, after all.
Yes, we are. Well, speaking of which, tell us what is in store for us here in Central Arkansas this weekend.
Well, Little Rock Winds headlining with their 29th annual Flag Day concert, 7 p.m. Sunday, on the old parade ground behind the MacArthur Museum of Arkansas Military History. In MacArthur Park, 503 East 9th Street, Little Rock. The band's America 250 celebration features a program of marches, patriotic songs, and pop tunes. Israel Gets Off conducts. Bluebell Creamery is providing free ice cream, and Woodman Life will provide free handheld flags. Central Arkansas Water supplying free ice water for filling your water bottles. You should provide your own lawn chairs and picnic baskets. In case of rain, the concert moves to the Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts Theater. 501-666-0777, lrwinds.org. A lot of theater happening this weekend. Actors Theater of Little Rock staging Lin-Manuel Miranda's pre-Hamilton, Tony, and Grammy Award-winning musical In the Heights, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, 2 and 7:30 p.m. Saturday through June 27th at Quapaw Quarter United Methodist Church, 1601 Louisiana Street, Little Rock. The production is immersive, meaning the performers will be making contact with some audience members throughout the show. ActorsTheaterLR.org, and that's theater with an R-E. Young woman sets out to discover her past, which could include a connection to the former Russian royal family, in the musical Anastasia on stage, 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday through June 21st, at the Royal Theater, 111 South Market Street in Benton. The Weekend Theater, 1001 West 7th Street at Chester Street, staging its gender-bending adaptation of William Shakespeare's comedy The Taming of the Shrew, 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Sunday through June 21st. CentralArkansasTickets.com. Opening Tuesday at the Arkansas Repertory Theater, 601 Main Street in Little Rock, Ain't Misbehavin', the Fats Waller musical. 7 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday, 2 and 8 p.m. Saturday, 3 p.m. Sunday through June 28th, therep.org. And on stage through June 27th at Murray's Dinner Playhouse, 6323 Colonel Gwen Road in Little Rock, a conservative radio host announcing that he and his wife will renew their vows in Sin City, all the residents of Tuna, the third smallest town in Texas, and all played by only two actors. Come along for the ride in Tuna Does Vegas. The buffet opens 30 minutes before curtain time, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, 12:45 and 6:45 p.m. Sunday, 501-562-3131, murraysdp.com. Art and exhibits this week, this weekend. Boswell Barreau Fine Art, 1501 Main Street, Little Rock, holds an opening reception 6 to 9 p.m. Friday for Katie Adkins, Queen. Adkins photographs of drag queens prepping for performance. Adkins will give an artist talk 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. June 23rd. The exhibition remains up through July 3rd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, boswellmoreau.com. And Arkansas Black Voices, Shaping a Nation at 250, highlighting the powerful stories and lasting impact of Black Arkansans whose lives and legacies have helped shape the United States, on display through August 29th at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center, 501 West 9th Street in Little Rock. The exhibit, in partnership with the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame, includes personal histories, artifacts, photographs, and stories, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 501-683-3593. MosaicTemplarsCenter.com.
What are you doing this weekend, Eric?
I am going to try desperately to catch Taming of the Shrew. I have several friends in the cast, and it'll be my first available weekend, so we'll see how that works out.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in that, and you can always find more weekend goings-on our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. This is Little Rock Public Radio.